Hey, Rumi. Oh, sorry. Were you looking for a drink in the fridge? Oh. Oh, that's too bad. That'll have to wait. Because we have to talk. And I mean right now. You don't mind being thirsty a little bit longer, do you? Oh, no, no, no. Don't even try to slip away. You've been avoiding me and dodging my questions for the whole week, but this time I won't let you get away. Now let's begin the interrogation. Do you recall the deal we made when I moved in here, like, 2 months ago? Don't pretend like you don't remember. I told you that I was a very sexually active lesbian and that whenever I'd bring a girl home, and if we're like too loud, you would just discreetly knock on the door and we would try to be more quiet. Likewise, if you had a date and you brought her home, I would do the same. So at that time I thought that it was a good arrangement, nice and fair. But I have a sneaking suspicion that someone here might be abusing it. No shit. During my time here, I've brought like at least 30 girls over and I've had sex with most of them, if not all of them. Some of them were quiet, but others I made them scream, like very loud. Remember, we even got complaints from the neighbors. And yet, you never once knocked on my door. You didn't even complain the morning after. Why is that? You had headphones on. Oh, you mean those headphones that I broke? Did you already forget while you were waiting for your new ones to arrive? I let you borrow my old shitty ones that didn't have any noise canceling. Oopsie, I guess I let that one slip out. I broke them. It was to test you. To test if you'd finally start knocking, but nah. What's your excuse now? You know what I think? I think you don't mind the noise. In fact, I think you love to hear it. You get off on it. I think you enjoy listening to me seducing hot girls, making them open their legs for me, and making them scream when I lick their guts. Don't try to deny it. I know you jerk off to me and my dates. I've had dozens of girls over, but you haven't brought home a single date ever since I moved in here. Why is that? You're a pretty attractive dude and somewhat a charming guy. Well, except for the fact that you are a perv. Oh yeah? You've been fucking too? So where are those chicks at? I don't see you dating anyone. I don't think you're dating anyone. I think you don't wanna date anyone. You wanna fuck me. I think you're secretly into me. It only makes sense. Why else would you love listening to me that much? No, don't deny it. There's a massive bulge in your pants. You're getting off on this, aren't you? Getting interrogated and exposed by your secret crush? Oh, you jumped. What's wrong? Don't you like it when I grab your cock? If you really want me to stop, just say so and I will. See? I knew it. You can't fool me. I can feel you twitching. You are enjoying me grabbing your cock so much. You know, the reason I wanted a man as my roommate was so there wouldn't be any sexual tension. I had to move out from my last apartment because I fucked my sweet, innocent roommate. And she caught me in the shower with another girl the day after. It was kind of awkward. She bored me, you know, like she's kind of traditional too. We fucked once and she thought that we were like meant for each other and all that crap, you know. But you? I don't think you're like her. You're the polar opposite. Kinky, perverted, degenerate, You're all my favorite things in one. All you're missing is a pussy. Or. That's what I thought. You know, I've been thinking about it. The thought of a young, hot guy next door stroking his cock to me and my bitch's mouth gets me wet. You're the first guy ever that's made me wet. Dude, yo, I think your cock is about to rip through your pants. Why don't you give it some air? Your cock is nice. I don't think I've ever held something that felt so good in my hands. Want me to tell you a secret? Know how you always complain that I take so long in the shower? It's because I spend most of it with the shower head squeezed between my thighs, wishing it was your head. And every time you're not at home and I have a girl over, we do it in your room instead of mine. Her rooms are barely any different anyway. We do it on your bed, on your chair, on that carpet. And I always make sure that everything gets nicely soaked in our sweat and pussy juices. You have no idea how much it turns me on, fucking in the same bed where you masturbate to me. Oh, I'm sorry, I almost forgot. You're still thirsty. Just a minute. Okay, let me take off my pants. Well, you're lucky. I have something right here to quench your thirst. Would you like to have a taste? Okay, here, let me jump on the kitchen table and spread my legs for you. See how wet I am. You did this to me. Go on, lick my pussy. Oh, fuck, that's so good. Fuck, you're being such a good boy. Fuck, this is the first time that a man needs to have my pussy. Fuck. Oh, but you're doing it so well. Oh, it just feels like... Oh, it just feels like how one of my sluts does it. No, even better. Oh my god, you're so fucking good at this. God, the way you used to get your tongue inside me. Need me out? Oh, fuck, I think. Oh, fuck, I think I'm about to come. Oh, God, keep doing that. Oh, don't stop even for a second. Yes, that's it, don't stop. Oops. Oh no, it looks like I squirted a little. That's not a problem, is it? Whoa, I still feel kinda bad. I got your face all soaked. Oh, you liked it? Oh, okay. That's alright then. Now I think your cock needs a little more attention. I could stroke you some more, but I really want you inside me. I can't wait to have my first time with a guy. I haven't been this excited for sex in a while. Okay, I'll take all of my clothes off. Ugh. Let's switch positions. You sit on the table and I'll get on top of you. Oh, this is nice. Oh, fuck, this is nice. God. Your cock is like a dildo, but warmer. Actually, your cock feels so amazing. That's so much better than I imagined. All this time while you were tugging away at your cock. It could have been inside my pussy instead. Oh god. Oh fuck, so much better than I imagined. Fuck, I've been missing out. Oh fuck, oh my god. Is almost fucking perfect. Your cock is so nice. Was fucking awesome. I didn't think men could be so much fun. Let's stay like this for a while. I love the feeling of having your cum and your cock buried inside me. From now on, you'll be my goody boy and my dirty Agreed? Good. But I hope you understand that just because I wanna fuck you more doesn't mean that I'm ready to give up pussy. I was thinking about that and I have an idea. While having you listening in on me is fucking hella fun, I think after this it's time we take the next step. Don't you think? How about next time I have a girl over, you come over and watch us in person? I'll even let you take a turn with her after I'm done. Or with me, whichever you prefer. If you want, all three of us can have some fun together as well. What? Oh, trust me, I can be very convincing and I don't like dating prigs. I always look for the sluttiest girls I can find. I'm so glad that I decided to confront you. We're gonna have so much fun together from now on.